intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision. Welcome to KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Yeah? Straight up and down, bruv. Straight up and down. Yeah? Straight up and down. This whole enough racism push. I've had enough. I've had enough, bruv. And I ain't even, it's not even that I've had enough of flipping. Yeah, I've done been had enough of flipping racism. But I've just had enough of this whole everybody just jumping on it. Like, especially like you new timers that in your prime earning 200 grand a week. Yeah. Who are putting themselves out there. Like, it's a risk, kind of. Because if it goes wrong, and then the press jump on it and swindle the team, all of a sudden it's on you, like you're doing something, you could get fined, end up probably worse ways getting released from the club. Worse ways. Yeah, so they're putting things on the line when they're coming out and putting out statements, and obviously they're getting advice from whatever and this, that, and the other. But, boy, the public really has the last say. I think anyway. If the public start going against it a certain way, you're in problems. Do you get what I'm saying? So kind of, it's still kind of a risk. So I rate the boys that are now in their prime doing their thing, telling people about it's enough. It's done been enough. It's nothing new. Yeah? But you old timers that are out here just, you ain't got a job now. Now all of a sudden, everyone's racist. Man, I done been racist. In the 90s, early 2000s, there was racism. Where were you, man? Where was Les Ferdinand? Man, are atting me in the thing, like to say, I'm gonna be for this thing, but I'm not for nothing. I'm for myself, because that's all everybody else was for when they was coming up. Yeah, we were looking for bring-ins and this, that, and the other. Nobody didn't bring man in. Not just me, I'm a man as well. No one didn't bring man in. All the black old timers that was in the prem doing this and rare, no one didn't start no flipping movement. Yeah, to say, yeah, boom 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 boom, we're trying to do this and that. And you, man, were only on 30, 40, 50, 60 grand a week. These men are on 120s and 250 grand a week and coming out and doing their thing. Now, all of a sudden, you want to jump on a bandwagon because jobs are few and far between, yeah? And now, all of a sudden, everyone's racist. Man, I've done been racist. There's done been people, black people not in the BBC. There's done been black people not on Sky Sports News. Black people been on there. You were playing when fucking they were presenting. They were on there then. So why won't you say something then? Oh, all of you, your outlook's fucking different now. Now all of a sudden you're one of us and man, you're getting treated bad. People don't been getting treated bad. Pissing me off, bruv. Do you get what I'm saying? Les Ferdinand was flying helicopters over us a decade and change ago. Go and look where Les Ferdinand is talking about racism. One rich flipping golf course he's on. Chatting. He ain't even there in the end talking about the team with a couple mandem around you or whatever. You're on a golf course. But man, I can't believe you, cuz. I can't believe that energy, cuz. Come on, man. Flipping, no. Man, I'm gonna say, ah, yeah, well, he's done what, yeah, cool, safe, no problem. But at the time when he could have been doing these things, he wasn't. Simple. So, man, don't believe him now. Simple. Things must be slowing down or whatever in this day. Obviously, he's still got peas and doing whatever in this day and the other. But you get what I'm saying? When you're looking in the long run now, there's things, he's got a little opportunity to jump in a space and say what he needs to say to try and get, nah, we ain't on it. I'm not on it, and I'm black, and I don't give a shit. Simple, because when you man were coming up, you man did not give a shit. You man were on bars, drinking, skating on bars, the juice, using the juice from the bars, and skating on the bars, yeah, in your Pradas, yeah, 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 talking about, this is it! That's what you man were doing. Fast forward 15, 20 years, now all of a sudden everybody's racist. Shut the I don't want to hear nothing, bruv. You lot are chatting shit. Simple. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear nothing. Because you man didn't... Name me one... Name me a person that you man are bringing. Don't worry, I'll wait, cuz. You name me a person that... Name me a person I brand, you man are bringing. You may name bring no one in. Now all of a sudden you're not in that position of power or whatever and this, that and the other. Things that you're jumping on this enough team. It's done been enough. One has to go. Maldini, Cannavaro, Desai, Nesta. Jeez. Oh my God. Who are you man saying? I'm gonna have to say Nesta, you know. That's a ridiculous thing. I'm gonna say Nesta. Ah! What are you saying? If a man says flipping Cannavaro, come off the podcast. And I don't want to hear. Who are your top five dead or alive rappers? Wow. Big L, Biggie, Tupac. Big L, Biggie, Tupac. Nas. I'm a dickhead, you know. I've left that enough, man. But I'm talking man who can speak bars! You know bars? No, jicky jicky thing. Straight bars! Who's my fifth though? Who have I gone? Big L, Biggie, Nas, Tupac. And Hov. Ah! Did you ever watch WWF and who was your favourite wrestler? Don't piss me off. What do you mean, did I ever watch WWF? Of course I watch WWF, bro. You hear me? Yeah, I'm doing... Right, anyway, let me tell you something, right? My tag team, man, they were Demolition Man. If you try and chat shit... Yeah. If you try and chat shit, yeah? We can do this. We can do this. If you try and chat shit, we can do this. Because Demolition as a tag team were on this team. They had the belts. They had the costumes, they had the makeup and the mask and them thing there. Don't play around, guys. They were on stuff. When they came to the ring, man was serious. Man was looking at the TV, focused. You nuts? Huh? Piss me off, guys. Demolition were my tag team. Yeah? My flipping, my solo man was Ultimate Warrior, guys. Are you nuts? Huh? Are you mad? Oh, I'm a warrior! Fam, when he done an interview, man didn't even know what was going on, but man was gassed. To the highest of highest limits when he got... Warriors! I was in my yard with the things and laces around my fucking biceps, that's going wide! In the yard! Fam, when he beat Hulk Hogan... Listen, let me tell you something. When Hogan switched the thing, then started his signature thing and was gone, and then he missed the leg drop. And Warrior got the splash! Raised the leg and flipping got the 1-2-3. Cuz? I don't even know. I can't even give words. Sorry. Sorry. Man's flipping. Man can't even give the words, cuz. I can't even give the words. what was going through my body at that time. He got up, he had no makeup on. Dun, 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 dun. We have a new champion. And I was like, he was shaking the ropes with one hand. Now I was like, now we did it.
What's your take? What's your take on boxing's heavyweight division?
It's heating up a little bit, but then man, they need to start fighting each other, bro. You get me? This whole ducking and diving thing, it's long, cause when I was coming up, when I was young, yeah, I know I'm always going back to, but that's all I can go back to. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go back to when the next man was young. I'm going to go back to when I was young. And the way I saw things, because that's why you lot on a fucking podcast, because you lot want to see things how I see it. You feel me? So don't raise eyebrows or anything and say, when I was going back to when he was young again. Yeah, I'm going back to when I was young again. Yeah? Simple. Yeah? Because when I was coming up, man, them just fought each other. Do you get me? Minus, I don't know, I'm cool. Safe, man, I go again. But man was just fighting. Now, man are signing with this one, ducking and diving, putting up Instagram posts, doing this, doing that. Man's finding out through leak things, man signing with this one, then chatting. And all of this, and I'm thinking to myself, bruh, you know, man, just get in the ring. Like, it's like man is scared of getting knocked out. Even though this time, in this era, is mental to get knocked out because you know it's just live on the net. You get me? Man are making memes and all that and doing madness with the thing. But still, look at Khan the other day. Khan, please, bruv. I beg you. Man is not going to disrespect you because boxing, you done your team. But allow it now, cuz, because we're not on it no more. Forget that, cuz, we're not on it no more. Become a coach like Ricky Hatton done or something, or do something. Yeah, because this whole, this first lane is not for you. Lane one's not for you, cuz. Go on lane two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. Do something. But you see lane one, where the fighting's going on, allow it. And that's not a disrespect. Because you done your thing, you become world champion, you done your thing, you got your millions, you done your thing. Man, I'm not saying that they can beat you up or know nothing. I'm just looking at it like everybody else is looking at it and just saying, allow it. If you want to do it for the next payday, cool, save. But man, I'm not buying the pay-per-view again. Long. Dead that. Idiot thing. I'm not on it. Do you get me? Some puppy show business, because he didn't even catch you in the balls, cuz. Like, flush. Do you get what I'm saying? Surely you've got a cup on underneath that as well. I know it don't take the whole thing, and if man blow on your balls too tough, you're going to be leaning over and holding your belly. Man know that. But come on, cuz. You went clear to Madison Square Garden to go and do that. In front of your gal! That's all damn not really on all that, cuz. That's flipping. Cuz, if he caught you flush with the uppercut in the nuts and went and followed through with the thing and lifted you down on the floor, man would say, you know what? Do you get me? And you was rolling around and man could generally see you was in agony, the man would say, you know what? It's long. Them and the professional boxers and you get me? It's long. But you was just standing up, cuz. I wasn't even bent over a couple of times, and that was just it. You looking at Virgil? Virgil's looking at you? I think to myself, Virgil's not fighting, cuz. He's not feeling no pain you're feeling. Tell him what's happening. Then you're telling me and the public and everybody else that Virgil pulled you out. Then you're coming out after and telling man you're a warrior. You'd rather get knocked out than quit. Cuz you knew what was coming. This is my view on it. Yeah? This is my view. You knew what was coming. You had a nice little round, the round before that or whatever. But the previous round or was it the round before that? Fuck it. All the rounds before that. I think you had one decent round. Yeah? That was the round before you got hit in the nuts or whatever. Every round he hit you with a body shot, I know. There was one body shot he lashed across your body.
And then the bell went on my kids. If I'm chatting shit, I said to my missus, he's going to say something. And I was going to tweet it. I was going to tweet it, bruv. But I said, I allow it. It's long. I said, he's going to say something. Because when he sat down, he just looked like, fuck this. Long. Because Crawford was going to... Crawford was going to dismantle Khan. It would have been two more rounds, max. It would have went. Max.
He called, the car was on there, he was on the floor on the first round. I couldn't believe I was up at 5 a.m.
thinking, yeah, come on, Khan. Do you get me? Fast hands, do your thing. Try last and get some points on or whatever, this, that, and the other. Stay away from certain things. First round!
Man, I'm tired of this car, man. Come on, bruv, man. Serious. It's long, bruv. It's long, it's long.
Copper 90 won't be giving Poet any more work for the time being after footage of him criticising women and women's football surfaced. Has he damaged his reputation or will he be back?
Well, he can come back. I mean, anybody can come back, really, unless you do something really fuck up. Do you get me? Or it just depends how far this whole women thing go. But I'm not really on it. Yeah, because if that's how a man feels, that's just how he feels. Do you get me? That's obviously how he feels. I don't know. Some girls feel that man are some dickheads or whatever, or they ain't got enough pee, or his head back's too big, or whatever. That's how some girls feel. Some man feel that man girls can't play footy. I don't know. Do you get me? What man ain't entitled to their opinion? So you gotta fall in line to what everything. This is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say.
Man, them. Try and develop and work and get up for yourselves. Because you see all this other thing. I know it's hard. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying, yeah, you men have got. No, I know that it's the opportunity of few and far between and rare, blah, blah, blah. But if you've got a little passion or whatever, get up and go and do your own thing and get your own business up and line of work running, bruv. Because you see all of this crap when it comes through and they start messaging. Because I've had messages come through to flipping wavy. Oh, this, that, and the other. They're coming, bruv. You're talking to me, pussy. It's me. I own this thing. So wherever I say goes, simple. If a man don't want to buy my things, because they don't like the way I'm going on, bless. I don't want you to buy my things anyway. Safe. Do you get me? But I know I'm just being real. I'm being me. I ain't being no fake thing that 1 minute I'm talking with my mates in the studio or whatever, but off camera a certain way. I get on camera and I gotta act another way. Because of people, fuck that. Long, I don't know about anybody else, but I ain't really on it. That ain't me. I ain't down for all of that. That's that's acting. And man ain't got no title of no pussyclaw actor, so man ain't no fucking actor, bruv. So man ain't doing no acting. You ain't paying man no acting wages, no nothing, yeah? So let man just be who they wanna be, simple. Yeah, all this politically correct shit is getting out of hand, bruv. Do you know what I'm saying? It's getting way out of hand. You can't even say nothing no more. People just getting offended, man, they getting sacked, man. I'm not even sticking up for Poet. I don't give a shit about Poet. You hear me? He don't give a shit about me. When it's time for Filthy Fellas doing all that bollocks, he didn't come to me, so whatever he's got coming his way, fit. Well, I don't give a shit. But what I'm trying to say is, yeah, no. Hey, chilled. Sorry about, but the podcast is real like that, you get me? Man, hey, chilled. That's a good, a bit of a greeny like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't give a shit about Poet. AV, In Line With Shoot, the defense, the best podcast in the world. The world. Hit me. The world, cuz. Fuck everything else. The world. The world. Yeah? The world. Simple. Lacazette has been at Arsenal for 2 seasons
and hasn't scored 15 goals in a season. What do you make of this? Obviously, I told man already, like I said to people, yeah, there's no disrespect, like them man have reached a completely higher level to what I've reached and all of that. So me talking, don't be coming at me going, wow, you know, I don't want to hear none of that. You get me? I don't want to hear none of that. I'm just talking from what I've seen in Arsenal shirts. These men are Kevin Campbell, cuz. Remixed. I don't care what anybody's saying. These men are Kevin Campbell remixed. Now, you don't diss Kevin. You just let him get on with do his thing. He'll notch and that's all they are. Like, you man might think it's busting joke, but come on, man. These mans couldn't tie Ian Wright's left boot, let alone right, let alone both. They can't even see Henry. Them man, they can't even pronounce Bergkamp. Like, come on, man. Do you get me? Foolishness. Foolishness. I'm fed up with this Lacazette hype. Lacazette, okay. Do you get me? Man ain't going to disrespect and all that, but them man are Kevin Campbell. You got to understand where we're coming from. In line with Shooting Defense, the best podcast in the world. Like I said, I'm just going to be dropping them. New news, new KV. Simple. Yeah? Can't know my thing, bangs anyway, so. You get me? Have been selected in the PFA team of the year. No. End of story. Let's move on to the next question and let's just carry on. They're going to be in their feelings going, well, why not? Well, you just ain't been good enough this season. End of story. Do you get me? Like, I've watched him a few times and he ain't performed this season. It's done. Like I said, don't take it for like, oh, well, he's on da-da-da-da-da and he's done this and he's won the World Cup. Bless, no problem. But you see this season in the Premier League against the opponents that he's facing, he hasn't been all that. So therefore, he's not in the team of the year. Simple facts. Do you get me? All the chitter-chatter on and why ain't he in this and bringing up stats. Man, ain't been good enough. End of story. Make of Roy Keane's comments on Paul Pogba. He's spot on, I think. I've got no one here else to ask. KV's my thing, it's just me. I'm never going to have anybody on, but I want to give you my views. He's spot on. Because them man, they can't run in King's era. Are you Vieira's era and all that? Them man get clapped instantly. First minute, clap. Not saying these men ain't got talent and this, that, and the other, but I feel this era, when things get rough and tough and you need to show an innerness, I feel like it's kind of lacking still. And the last era, he wasn't like that. He wasn't like that. Man like Winterburn was putting in mad challenges, bruv. Yeah? Mad challenges. Yeah? Ashley Cole. Yeah? These man, them Tony Adams. These man that was on this team. Steve Bruce. Pallister. Irwin. Paul Parker. These man were on this team. Key. Are you mad? Roy can talk how he wants. Basically, because he's clapping off, man. He can talk how he wants. Because he's been clapping man down from Nottingham Forest. So he can talk how he wants. And Paul Pogba can't say nothing. World Cup medal or no World Cup medal. He can't say nothing. Yeah? Because he ain't clapping no one. Simple. Years ago, Kale Sherpa, I think that's how you spell it, how you pronounce his name, posted tweets cussing Ajax. He's now signed for Ajax and was made to write Ajax is the most beautiful club 1,000 times while Overmars and Van der Sar watched. Does this show the important respect is to Ajax? Don't even know if that question made sense, but I know what you're going on about. Obviously, come on, Ajax have been on this thing. Remember when Ajax? Remember when Ajax came through with the first era? They were on fire. Nah, they were machines. So it's no surprise. To get me? It's no surprise. And it does. It shows that you can't disrespect our club. Simple. I like that. I'm feeling that. Something, that's something that I would do. I'm not saying I'll do the 100 lines, but I would have done something like that. So you get me? Hard. I rate that from Overmars. Obviously, because it's Overmars, isn't it? Come on. Overmars! Just pissed off with the Arsenal side we've got, bruv. I swear down. Every time I mention an old Arsenal player or whatever, man, just get pissed off. Because the pile of shit that's out there right now, it's hurting my soul. It's hurting my soul, bruv. My soul. The way these men are performing. These men went to Wolves and got beat. Wolves. Fam, I played against Wolves and I got a draw. Fucking hell. You get me? I've been at Wolves and got a draw. You man went Wolves and got tucked in. Don't tell me about different sides and this, that, and the other, different league. I don't give a shit. Man's been Wolves and got a draw. You man went Wolves and got beat. Arsenal Football Club, bruv. You man need to fix up, bruv. I swear down, because it won't be much longer before man start turning against the gaffer. Because this is unacceptable. I'm not asked what anyone say. This is unacceptable, bruv. It's unacceptable. Performances, personal performances, it's unacceptable. What is this? A Florida man choked to death in October after eating dozens of live cockroaches in a contest to win a python. What's the strangest bet you've ever done? Bro, man, don't do none of that fruity stuff, eating and all of that stuff. I don't do none of that. Man, just bet. Let me, last bet I had, I bet my mate, what was it, 250 quid? Just bets like that, bro. We don't do none of that eating stuff and all that. That I'm a celeb, get me out of here, team cockroaches eating and all that. I'm not young, bro. Do you get me? But yeah. Last bet, it's just little wagers. See, I mean, little wagers. Yeah, that's the last bet. I had a little 250. I'm sure. Who did I say? I don't even know. I can't even remember. But yeah. I don't do no strange betting. It's just straight betting. Why didn't you last long at Barnsley? Because basically, my head was gone, and I didn't give a shit what anyone was saying to me. I didn't give a shit about training. I didn't give a shit about games. I didn't give a shit about anything, really. Do you get me? So, that's probably the reason why. Because I was coming off the back of just being outcasted by Swansea. So really, my head was gone. Do you know what I mean? I was out every night. Just things that a professional footballer shouldn't be doing. So I didn't enjoy it. I didn't perform. So therefore, the fans can say whatever they want to say. It's minor, because man, I know my ability. I never shown it there, but cool. No problem. I know my ability. I know what I can do in the right circumstances, team, etc. I'm not saying man's a wonderful, flipping, solo man and does this and really, I got this Ryan Giggs thing. Man can run for the whole team and all that. No, man, need a team around him. And once I got that, I know I can open tuck shops. Wherever I want to open tuck shops. Now, only strikers will know what I'm talking about when I say tuck shops. Yeah? I ain't talking no sweets. Nike Women's Account. Nike... Wait a minute. What the fuck's this? Nike's Women's Insta account has a model in a sports bra and she has a little bit of hair on her armpit. Why do so many people get pissed off? Bruv, I don't even know what that question is. Let me read that question again. Nike Women's Insta account has a model in a sports bra. She has a little bit of hair on her armpit. Why do so many people get pissed off? I don't know. I ain't pissed off. She wanted to be out there with hair on her armpit. Let her be out there with hair on her armpit. Innit? I don't even know why people get pissed off. I ain't got hairs underneath my armpits, but I sweat enough. And you see, you'll see that in the podcast what I did the other day. But yeah, man, sweating off. So man ain't got no hair on his armpit, but to be all up in the picture and like taking photos like and all that, surely you wanna like, but anyway, that's their thing. I don't know why people get pissed off. But to get me, I ain't pissed off. That she can be out there with hair underneath her armpits all she wants, I couldn't give a shit. Pyre or power? Power all day long. You get me? I ain't watched the full thing. I only watched a little bit of it, then I got distracted and like, but power all day long. Without a doubt. Leon, which tattoo of yours is your favourite? My kids, obviously, first. My girl. They're engraved on me. But my Che Guevara tattoo. I got a few still. I got the same, but on the other side, I got the same tattoo as Mike Tyson, if you want to know what Che Guevara, and the same place, but just the other side. So if you want to look that up. In the back department, no pictures on my belly and all that, it's long. That's been KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Hey, comment, hashtag KV, yeah? Bits you liked, bits you agree with, bits you didn't agree with, shout me. Hashtag KV, best podcast in the world.